Hello and welcome back to Podmas 2024. It is day 12. Ha! We are there. It is 12 days in. I'm shocked myself. Okay, today's question: how do I improve my podcasting skills? Time generally heals all wounds, but time also gives you time to actually improve skills. So I've mentioned this several times when it comes to equipment and hosting and all the things. It is trial and error. The more you do, the better you become at doing it. I mentioned a while ago that when it came to editing the podcast, it used to take me literal hours. Now it just depends on how long the episode is. I usually give myself 4 to 5 times the amount of minutes the episode is. That's kind of my metric in terms of editing time. So if a podcast episode is short like this, maybe 5 minutes, not even, it'll take me 4 to 5 times that amount of minutes to edit the podcast. I know that for a fact. I can get it up faster if I'm pressed for time. It's something you learn as you go. And the best thing I can say to how can you improve is firstly, watch other people or listen to other podcasts and see what they do and how they do it in comparison to your own. I know comparison is the thief of joy. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying imitation is the best form of flattery. See what they do and try to imitate them, not to post it online, but to rather learn how they do that and be just like, okay, is this something I'm going to do for myself going forward, or not a chance because it's just too much effort? Find your happy medium and then move on to the next thing. Because if it comes to editing, you're going to be like, look, I'd rather just pay an editor to do the fancy schmancy stuff. Great. If it comes to, I'm tired of hosting by myself, I'm going to put half of this on a co-host and do a joint podcast from now on. Do that. Whatever makes you happy and whatever is something you've learned from. Don't come out the gate and just be like, yeah, I'm never going to learn editing. I'd rather just pay someone to do it. If you can afford it, do that. But learning it on your own is always the best skill to learn. Because once you understand what it takes to do, you're going to understand why you're paying someone that amount of money to do that thing. I do know that if you are willing to not only pay someone to edit, you can also pay someone to teach you how to do podcasting or be better at it. There are free options online. Hi. And there are options where you can pay for a course to teach you how to do it. There's also free blogs and things you can read if you aren't willing to invest the money, but you are willing to invest the time. Google is a wonderful tool. Make use of it. There's always something you can find that you didn't know that can literally change the game for you. I know one thing that upped my editing was discovering short keys for the editing software I used. So understanding, okay, the shortcut is going to insert this, or pressing these two keys together is going to open this menu and I can quickly shoot something in here. Or the shortcut is going to open up the add sound effects that I can use. Finding things that make your job easier as a podcaster is always going to be the best thing you can do, and it's going to improve your skills as you go along. And those things are things you find in the weirdest of places, especially by listening to other podcasters. So find what you would like to improve on. If it's a speaking skill, search for that. If it's, editing is taking me forever, Google editing hacks and tips. If it's, I'm not seeing growth in my podcast, go follow people who do things on algorithms and hashtags and SEO and discover all those things. Because even if it's a hack for Instagram, it's probably transferable for almost all other social media platforms. Just Try it. You never know. What's the worst thing that can happen? Oh, you're gonna get more followers. Is that a bad thing? No. Try different things. Exhaust all avenues. If you can afford it, buy a course if you can, or Google a course, or watch someone who's reviewed a course. Beat the system. Try it. You never know. But once you've exhausted all options, ChatGPT might help. They do amazing things with technologies these days. So try that if all else fails. But yeah, that is me for today, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.